9228.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're looking good out there this afternoon, even though it's very busy on 65, 85, and the Boulevard all the way around the city. We're going to have a lot of tourist traffic coming through, so watch out for that. Otherwise, around the city, we're really doing good. Invisible Fence keeps your pet safe and at home, but the 55 combined years of professional training by Vicky, TJ, and Trey make all the difference. Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Brubaker Motor Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Air Now Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook. For electrical, heating, and air, our big yellow trucks will be there. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Air Now Home Services.
To find out how you can help, go to Newstalk931.com.
It's July 30th, the greatest day ever. On the 30th of July, 1976, Bruce Jenner wins the decathlon. And to this day, Caitlyn Jenner fondly remembers the day she became the greatest male athlete in the world. Have a great July 30th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. American consumers increased their spending by 1% in June, a dose of energy for an economy that is quickly rebounding from the pandemic recession, but is facing new risks led by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Congress trying to extend the eviction moratorium just hours before it's set to expire on Saturday. An effort to prevent millions of Americans from being forced from their homes during the COVID-19 surge. A House panel was meeting on a bill that would extend the eviction ban through December 31st. More than 3.6 million Americans are at risk of eviction. Stocks ending lower on Wall Street, giving up their gains for the week. The Dow lost 149 points today. The NASDAQ was down 105 and the S&P dropped 23. This is SRN News.
constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Burning up.
To do what?
Cool.
Stay cool.
Yeah.
But man, you were
outside.
Yeah.
Turn brown naturally.
No wonder your body fat count is like 0.6.
Right. I touch Eddie, he feels so cold.
Okay, I got goosebumps, man.
Oh man, I'll warm you up, dude. In a
That's
nice
okay.
way.
I appreciate the
and
offer.
A fishing story for you. All right.
Fishing's so good because everything that's happening politically and every other topic sucks, so go ahead.
Okay, so I took a late lunch because I had to get my stuff done, and when I was out there, on my little homemade pier that I built myself, that's about a foot wide and 7 foot long, I was out there fishing, and a truck comes pulling up. And right when I was reeling my little minnow in, boy, he come and got it. Right when he hit the top of the water, he come and got it, and I didn't set the hook. So I lost him, and I was like, and I went and loaded up the truck, and I went back out there for another 10 minutes, you know, because I got it. And I was out there, and man, I had one. He was huge. I was ready, and I was pulling him in, and he went under my little homemade dock and wrapped himself around one of my little stilts and broke free.
Broke your line?
Yeah. So I lost 2 lures in 2 days.
And what were you trying to reel in?
Bass. Largemouth bass. The second one was huge.
Those good?
Probably, man.
No.
I mean, I don't eat them. I'm working, so all I do is catch them, take a selfie, and throw them back.
Right. That's fishing, baby.
That's for Eddie. The selfie's for Eddie.
Yeah. Rub it in a little bit.
Like Ron Popeil, the late, great Ron Popeil said, set it and forget it.
Yeah. That's right. And I forgot to set it. And he jumped away. By the way, Eddie, sir, you have something on your chin.
Joe Biden today. And you can see it because they can close in. In fact, I got it on Facebook.
Well, you remember when Pence had that fly going around him?
Yeah, the fly landed on him.
Hey, Obama had the fly
right
back in his time, too. So let's see what people are suggesting that might be on Joe's chin. Besides something
really,
from Hunter.
Yeah, it could get really bad.
Marianne says, egg on his face. Donna just says unreal. Clown makeup from AJ. Or residual from Headboard Harris. Who would that be? Headboard Harris.
Headboard Harris.
Ask Willie.
Booger Eater says, Jeff, bless his heart, says our friend Ray, who's incapable of being mean to anybody.
I know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Way to go, Ray.
Ray's the nicest guy.
Yeah. Hey, Rosie, you're
Hey, are you using an alternative name on the internet? Who is Seth Snellgrove?
Oh, nope, not me. Go Seth. I support all other Seths, okay? Because I know he will not mispronounce my name.
All right, so add to that, if you would, folks. Don't forget to visit Rich Thomas's chili cheese omelet and like it.
I saw that this morning.
We thought we'd get at least 120 hits on that.
Let me see.
I think I loved it.
I was going to tell you, the chili dogs bark at night, but I don't know about a chili omelet.
Oh, it's good.
It looked really good.
What's it look like? Scroll down a little bit, man.
I will. I also have a story I found today. Dogs know when people are lying. Like, this is breaking news.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to the park when you know you're taking them to the vet. They know you're full of crap. That's why they give you the look that dog is making at the camera.
Right, oh, look at that. Man.
And somebody's, how do you tomatoes now with every meal, don't you?
How do you wrap chili in egg?
No, this looks good.
Well, I use 3 eggs with a teaspoon of water in olive oil, or up to 101. And I form it in the pan, shape it, and then you got to let it cook till the bottom browns and it starts to get firm. Mm-hmm. And then the chili is already heated, so I put a nice roll of chili through the center, dumped about a quarter or half cup of cheddar and Colby Jack cheese over the chili
there. Okay.
Then by that point, the omelet has nice body, so I take my wide spatula and roll it over the top, and I rolled the other end up. That's why it looks kind of like a taco.
Wow, did you ever work
a burrito or whatever? Yeah, burrito.
Yeah, oh, it looks so good.
That's the burrito fold. Then you take a tablespoon of chili, tuck it into each end of the omelet so people know what's in it. And then just a sprinkle of cheddar over the top to melt in so people know what's in it.
Man.
Presentation is everything.
It really is. That looks so good. You ever work a Waffle House?
Just American hibachi.
Now I'm waiting for a rich listener to underwrite so I can open up Greg's breakfast studio.
Oh man, it'd be great. Your food's good.
Short
man.
Order cook with a radio show. People sitting in there eating, and
the only problem I see is I'd say, "Hey Greg," Greg will say, "I got this one, you guys go ahead. I got that one, don't worry about it." At the end of the month, your accountant's like, "How did we take in $1 million worth of groceries, but we lost $2 million. I don't know.
It'd be fun. I only say that because a lot of folks. When are you going to open up a place?
Oh, but you should. I agree with them.
Well, in my opinion, unless when you're going to a place for breakfast, if it doesn't look like what I'm serving, pardon my arrogance, but
you keep going.
It shocks me what some places charge $8-$9.
Yeah.
Fresh out of the microwave, too.
Now, that's an $8 or $9 omelet. Mm-hmm. What's there?
That's why I like going to your house and working.
I went to a place locally. I will not say the name. They're nice people. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I went and got an omelet. It was supposed to be cheese. And it was beautifully shaped, but when I opened it up, there were like 3 dots. 3 orange dots on the end. What is this?
Cheese.
It's supposed to be a cheese omelet. That means, so what I do when I make a regular cheese omelet, I take a slice of deli cheddar, 2 of them, and put them in the bed of the omelet while it's, and that's a cheese omelet.
Right. Well, that's what you want. There's cheese in every slice.
I did think about you Wednesday when I left here, because I told you guys I was going to help cater for fried rice for 300 people. Well, I was just helping cook it, and I ended up cooking 24 boxes of egg beaters. You know the cartons of egg beaters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I cooked 24 boxes of those, and I thought about you while I was cooking all those eggs.
Did you burn?
You were cooking all of that for who?
My buddy's food truck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I helped with that and cut up like 3 bags of onions.
And what kind of stuff do you... they serve?
This time it was fried rice.
Fried rice?
Yeah, man. And normally it's barbecue meat, you know, and their chicken nachos are awesome.
I make a barbecue pulled pork omelet.
Ooh.
And again, if you're going to make that, make sure you have enough in it so that when you put your fork in it, you're coming up with egg and a nice chunk of barbecued pork with melted cheese and chopped onion on it.
Yes. Mm.
It's good.
Yeah, man. I can't. I'm one of these days you're going to be like, hey, Seth, I got an extra plate in the morning and I'm going to come by.
Good luck.
I know. It's not going to happen, good but luck, I try.
I could do that one day. That'd
be great.
That
good luck.
You.
Yes. Yes. Oh, because you know it doesn't take me long to eat.
We got to do a quick traffic check at 4:15. I also want to find out what the hell the temperature is because it's freaking hot.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have a beautiful Friday afternoon out there, but it is hot. A lot of people on the roadway, tempers getting up a little bit. Be careful as you drive. As far as accidents go, we're doing okay at this moment. Starting to see quite a few tourists move through the area going to and from the beach on I-65. Reinhardt Toyota has the new Toyotas arriving every day, but they're selling fast. You can also shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A health leader says COVID-19 is raging through Alabama as thousands refuse vaccinations that nearly always prevent the serious illness. A doctor at UAB says the surge is happening as a highly contagious strain races through communities where many have quit taking basic safety precautions. Nearly all of the more than 1,250 people hospitalized statewide with the illness are unvaccinated. The teenager accused of killing a Selma police officer made his initial court appearance in Dallas County. 18-year-old Javante Stubbs was wearing a bulletproof vest and under heavy police guard. A judge scheduled a preliminary hearing for September 17th. Stubbs is charged with capital murder in the killing of Marquise Moore and attempted murder in the wounding of Shakiria Barley. The remains of three people were found Thursday inside a burned-out vehicle in Chilton County. The sheriff's office says authorities are working to identify the skeletal remains, and there is no immediate indication of cause of death. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It is 4:17 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I got it.
Today, like I said, I've tried to stay engaged in baseball. And today is the day where teams, if they were going to trade somebody, had to do it or stick with that person for the rest of the season. And there was an unbelievable... The Cubs traded everybody. Everybody from the World Series team. They traded, like... I think they traded their cleaning lady to the New York Mets.
Tell me you're sick of your team without telling me you're sick of your team.
Well, you know, they were all going to be free agents. I think they did pretty well.
Probably
they got some good players back. You got to do that every once in a while. But I just sent Mr. Braves fan, that would be Rich.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves picked up some good players today. So for you 23 Braves fans locally, you'll be happy to know that they picked up some good folks. I don't know what the hell the Yankees are doing. I can't figure them out. They did get Rizzo from the Cubs, and that could be interesting. But they're so far out of the race right now, I don't know why they bother. I know. We're talking about baseball, and on this station, that's...
Boring!
Sorry. We'll do our best. The Rembrandt of touch-up painting projects is here in the studio with us.
Ooh, Eddie, you've been painting?
No, I got a hole in the ceiling, though.
But Eddie knows. Eddie knows.
I do know.
That, again, is a critical part of curb appeal. And you want your house to have curb appeal, whether you're selling it or not, right?
Your stuff looked good, man. I mean, it still looks good. And what was it, last year, 2 years ago?
Yeah, we used Solar Proof from John Lee to do some... we did the front door... you know, behind the glass door, so you see it. And the color still looks great. The mailbox, robust and beautiful.
I put one coat on it. You can't see through it. There are no roller marks. And it's not faded.
No, and you know what? There's no dirt. There's no dirt on it.
Yeah, nothing's sticking to it. Nothing was in it in the first place. But now...
Because that viscosity creates a shield. That's why it works for any exterior job. Go to John Lee and get Solar Proof. And put it, you know, when you have outside painting, like perhaps around your patio, and it starts to look dirty, you take the hose out and try and get rid of that dirt, and it doesn't go away. That's because it's underneath the paint, not on top of it. and you're looking at a major project. So do it right the first time. Get a great paint and get a great result. John Lee Paint, solar proof. And for interior, there is Richards. They can guide you to the proper brushes and rollers to use. Everything you need at one location. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. And when you're there, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
David Little from Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery is with us this year. Is flying by.
Hey, man, Bubba. And it is getting warm out there today. I mean, it's going to be in the 90s. Perfect time, as we always say, for the beach, the lake. You see it all over the place. People are heading out of town. Well, you need to come by Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shopping for all your sauces, seasonings, towels, totes, everything. We've got all those goodies at Tucker Pecan, the roasted salted pecans, cheese straws, all kinds of great stuff. Or if you're just going to somebody's house and you want to give them a little happy because you're visiting them, hey, we've got that at Tucker Pecan too. We can fix you up. But you know what, Bubba? One thing we have that's the best around are our pecans. They're fresh, good. Lord, they're good. They'll jump up and bite you. They're so good. Come check us out, and we will take care of all your traveling beach needs. You just got to supply the meat.
Where are you located?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW. Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our best deal of the year. Get the speed you need starting with Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get four cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at ProLinkSEC.com. That's ProLinkSEC.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means the Herb Shop. Let the experts at the Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This intense heat wave continues. Hottest week of the summer so far, and even the nights are very steamy. Overnight low tonight, down to around 80. Tomorrow, Saturday, another tough day with a high temperature in the upper 90s and triple-digit heat indices into the danger range. At least tomorrow, there will be a few pop-up storms in the afternoon and evening hours. Not many, but a few. By Sunday and Monday, the rain chances will get better, and the temperatures will edge down just a little bit. Stay hydrated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. Good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors... particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
If in fact you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask.
I don't understand the words you just said.
He's full of crap is what he is.
Now, yeah, vaccinated, don't we need a mask, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're vaccinated, you can carry as much as the Delta variant. You know what? They've got every fraternity in the Greek alphabet lined up for future variants of the coronavirus.
You bet.
I mean, we're at D right now. You heard him talk about beta the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened to alpha and whatever C is?
It's such... Don't submit, folks. Come on. It's time to shed the sheep's clothing. They are trying to control you.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, Rosie's got a traffic blurb.
Yes, if you were planning on going to the casino at Wears Ferry and Riverside Road, you may be delayed. There has been a head-on collision in front of it. So I would avoid that area at least for a while.
Probably a lot of people on payday rushing up to the casino.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Could be.
No doubt.
All right, Soldier Boy.
Hey, I just want to say two things. Hey, Rosie, I'm going to say a little prayer for you because I don't know how you can handle it with all that testosterone in that little room. Say a little prayer for you. I'm going to say a little prayer for you, Rosie.
Thank you.
All right, D1 Warwick, what else did you want to talk about today?
Oh, and the second thing is, and they said Eddie was a painter. Eddie, when you do painting, do you use an air gun, a roller, a brush, or a straw?
Last time I painted was some rental houses, and yeah, I used the air gun.
So you have not used a straw like Hunter Biden?
No.
Hunter Biden.
My paintings don't get as much money as his either.
The crackhead son of the president.
I would like to see Eddie be painting that back patio, his back porch, with a straw and some stain.
Dude, when I showed up, there was a donut downstairs. I'm surprised you haven't gotten to it yet.
Hey, here's something even more disturbing about that glob on Joe's chin.
Yeah.
Apparently, he ate it.
Oh, it was a booger. It was a booger. Had to be a booger.
Let me listen to this little...
Hey, look at the face.
Expand your capacity is through the partnership that we have, the federal and state government.
There's the note.
Along with local governments.
Open at the note that says you got something on your chin.
His hand is to mouth.
This issue is ongoing. Each year, as we have discussed, it gets worse.
Oh,
it affects real people. Everything from children who are...
He checked it out.
We got a booger eating old man for president.
Booger eater does.
I got a question for you. Is he really an 18-wheeled truck driver?
No, he was a passenger in one 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And he rolled it around in his hand, too.
Stop, you went and puked.
Y'all have a great day.
All right.
Thanks.
That's so gross.
All right, we got One Eyed Love ready to go in 1 minute. It's all Request Friday, 272-9228.
Metal count.
Let me do that before we go into the break. Before it gets a minute older. Yes, this is and you'll get these daily throughout the Olympics. It is the metal count.
So gross.
And here is today's. China, 16 gold medals! Japan, 15 gold medals! USA, 14 gold medals! Russia! There you go.
Yes!
Coming to Montgomery October 7th for one night only.
You know, it's the greatest honor of my life to serve as Vice President.
Faulkner University presents the 48th Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Mike Pence.
It was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the most prosperous economy in the history of the world. Freedom is about enabling people to live their lives as they see fit, not government control.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or call 334-386-7257.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone, money you could keep.
How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates for this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR and includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Let Kickback Ranch and Event Center be your staycation location. Located 15 miles south of Montgomery on 331, we offer five lakes for fishing, boating, canoeing, swimming, or just laying out on Cowboy Beach and soaking up the rays. Stay in one of our many rooms or bring your RV and stay at the Kickback Ranch RV Park. Maybe you're a business owner or someone looking for a meeting or a team building venue. We offer seven venues, so you can contact us today and make a reservation. Call us at 286-4140. That's 286-4140. Or check us out at kickbackranch.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little cyclops. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking. Cause it looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry, but you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother, cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. Now how it happened, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, pop pop pumpkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love.
It's All Request Friday on News Talk 93.1 FM. Greg, Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader, and Seth Spotlow. Boris Drinnenberg is a great resource for this show. Comes up with some good stuff. Here is a graphic. If the mask worked, why the 6 feet? If the 6 feet works, why the mask? If
right.
they both work, why the lockdowns? If all three work, why the rush vaccines? If vaccines are safe, why the no liability clause? Six, if more people die from the vaccines than the virus, why use the vaccines? Seven, if we took two vaccines to keep others safe, why are we now super spreaders? And eight, why do the vaccinated have to wear masks again? Anybody got an answer for that?
Because it's all BS?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I guess, well, in the 12-step meetings, I always said one is too many and 1,000 never enough. I guess two isn't enough, and now we got to get three.
They want to turn it into the flu shot deal where you're just going annually.
I urge our local leaders, Mr. Mayor, Madam Governor, do not start locking businesses down. We cannot afford the hit. We're lucky to have what we have left from the last disaster. So repeating mistakes that obviously did not work out is not a bright strategy.
I got a friend of mine who lives in South Alabama, and she got the shot, but then she got COVID again.
Well, there's been a bunch of people who have tested positive.
The White House did reverse their previous statement on the possibility of new COVID lockdowns.
You know why? Because they did one of their auditorium tests.
Yeah.
See, what are the people? Okay, so we're not going to do that because that'll cost us votes. That's all they give a rat's ass about. Of course, if they really cared, it's like, why are they trying to jam amnesty in a bill in this budget reconciliation? This is how they sneak stuff in. Sneaky snake. So they are rodents. We're at 4:35. I think Jay Quallen's going to join us in a little bit.
All right.
Hey. Ooh.
And we can ask her why a grown man would take something off his face and eat it.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident on Macklemore Road. That's going to be right near the railroad tracks. Otherwise, around the city, already starting to see traffic coming out of the downtown area onto Arba, then to 85 North. But really, 85 and 65 and the Boulevard all doing good. Enjoy your favorite movies safely at the AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at CallDixie.com.
License number 15033.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. forhims.com/radio.
Couple of things. I never did tell that payola story.
No.
Ooh.
With a
my lawyer advised against it. Somebody's wondering about, you know, crime increases with the lockdowns. I think the big reason we have that, and right now I found out, you know, not only are they trying to recall Governor Nuisance in California, but the people in San Francisco are trying to recall the district attorney there because he decided that no bail. They want to do this everywhere.
Yeah.
You commit a crime, no bail, you're back on. Do you think good people, people of good intent, do this? Why would they stop if they know, even if they're arrested, they're going to be back out in the street and facing a ticket?
Well, you know the reason, Greg, that people put locks on their gates is to keep the honest people out, not to keep the crooks out. If you don't have that lock on the gate, an honest person might just be tempted enough to walk through.
Yeah, that's true.
But a crook?
We are living in truly insane times. Truly insane times. Here is Stan.
Greg, those vaccine questions that you read out just before the break, are they on your Facebook page?
Would you like me to put them there?
Please.
Okay, I will do that right now.
I got a request.
Yes?
Mental health hotline.
All right, we haven't played that for a while. That's a good one. Okay, so I'm going to take care of both of these things for you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thanks, Stan.
Take care, Stan. All right, mental health. Voicemail, yes. There we go. We got local news, Rich's forecast, and then the mental health hotline.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The teenager accused of killing a Selma police officer made his initial court appearance in Dallas County. 18-year-old Javonte Stubbs was wearing a bulletproof vest and under heavy police guard. A judge scheduled a preliminary hearing for September 17th. Stubbs is charged with capital murder in the killing of Marquise Moore and attempted murder in the wounding of Shakiria Barley. The remains of three people were found Thursday inside a burned-out vehicle in Chilton County. The sheriff's office says authorities are working to identify the skeletal remains, and there is no immediate indication of cause of death. A health leader says COVID-19 is raging through Alabama as thousands refuse vaccinations that nearly always prevent the serious illness. A doctor at UAB says the surge is happening as a highly contagious strain races through communities where many have quit taking basic safety precautions. Nearly all of the more than 1,250 people hospitalized statewide with the illness are unvaccinated. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This intense heat wave continues. Hottest week of the summer so far, and even the nights are very steamy. Overnight low tonight down to around 80. Tomorrow, Saturday, another tough day with a high temperature in the upper 90s and triple-digit heat indices into the danger range. At least tomorrow, there will be a few pop-up storms in the afternoon and evening hours. Not many, but a few. By Sunday and Monday, the rain chances will get better, and the temperatures will edge down just a little bit. Stay hydrated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
Hello, you've reached the police department's voicemail. Pay close attention as we update choices often as new and unusual circumstances arrive. Please select one of the following options. To whine about us not doing anything to solve a problem that you created, press 1. To inquire as to whether someone has to die before we'll do something about a problem, press 2. To report an officer for bad manners when in reality the officer is trying to keep your neighborhood safe, press 3. If you'd like us to raise your children, press 4. If you'd like us to take control of your life due to your chemical dependency, press 5. If you'd like us to instantly restore order to a situation that took years to deteriorate, press 6. To provide a list of officers you personally know so we will not take enforcement action against you, press 7. To sue us or tell us you pay our salary and you'll have our badge, or to proclaim our career is over, press 8. To whine about a ticket and or complain about the many other uses for police rather than keeping your dumb ass in line, press 9. Please note your call may be monitored to assure proper customer support. And remember, we're here to save your butts, not kiss them. Thanks for calling your local police department and have a nice day.
The following is a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. It is only a test.
What is your problem? Can't you get off that couch and help me around here? I should have listened to my mother. You are no good lazy pig.
I don't know why I married you in the first place. You no good son of a pig!
This has been a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed not to go home, to check into the nearest motel, and wait 3 to 5 days before returning to your house. Again, this has been only a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
I was going to try and do a festival of those.
It's good. There's
one more, and I can't find it. I can't remember the name on it. But it's, I think it's an Air Force recruiting voicemail.
I think I remember that. I remember.
It mentions, you know, stop and see the bitter sergeant at the recruiting station near the old post office in the strip mall. And you can see that. See somebody being a little bit upset about it. I'm just going through the week's worth of news among some of the more... Did you hear about this Hobby Lobby thing?
No, I did not.
What happened?
Hobby Lobby has agreed to forfeit a 3,500-year-old clay tablet considered the property of the Iraqi government. Hobby Lobby bought it for $1.6 million in 2014. They purchased the 5x6-inch rare cuneiform tablet from a London auction house, which offered up a providence letter claiming the tablet was found in a box of ancient bronze fragments purchased at an auction in 1981. That same letter had been used to sell the so-called Gilgamesh Dream Tablet, one of 12 found in the ruined library of an Assyrian king. And I'm starting to sound like I'm doing Sunday school here.
You sound good, boss.
Nineveh, northern Iraq in 1853. It was also a fake. The unclean tablet had, in fact, been illegally imported to the U.S. by an antiquities dealer in 2003, according to CNBC. So Hobby Lobby bought it for $1.6 million and gave it back for free.
Oh, wow. I got a feeling there's a deal in
there
somewhere.
Yeah, man, why does Hobby Lobby have this? I mean, are they going to put it in their lobby?
No, I just got to feel like there's a backhand. You know how the Greg business works like that, Greg.
Hobby Lobby is on the line?
No. Red Top. I started to type Hobby Lobby.
Red Top.
It's What's up, Red Top?
Hey, man.
Greg, that was really good. All of those, and they're so true.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about the police department and the mental health and all that, it's so realistic. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, they've actually stood the time quite well.
Yes, I think so. And Eddie, did we have fun this morning with Duke or what?
Oh, that was great, man. You know, the number one thing we got from the show this morning is the people of Montgomery are demanding a Red Top and Duke radio show.
Greg, you missed it. Duke and I had these people on the edge of their seats. They didn't know what the hell we were going to do, but we were very, very good. We're going to save that for later.
I missed that.
Yeah, but that's the thing, Red Top, and you know as well as I do, you guys are both great guys. You disagree on some things, but at the end of the day, nothing more makes us happy than sitting down.
So it's so much fun.
A conference call or something?
Yeah, Joey put him through a conference call. Oh, and
Greg, they put us on the air, conference call. This was very daring. We could have caused complete mayhem, but Duke and I were too smart to do that because we wanted to continue appearing. But we could have cooked our goose. I want to tell you guys something really funny. Greg, you know, since I got rid of all the possum and the cat, unfortunately, all the chickens went too, and those eggs were so good. I miss them so bad, Greg.
Yeah, I can understand.
Farm fresh.
Farm fresh.
You got
eggs.
It.
Like the ones I saw, Mr. Thomas, are the best.
Yeah. But now, all the wildlife in the neighborhood has moved into my house. I've got 3 giant squirrel nests. I've got full of baby squirrels. I have 2 families of blue jays that have hatched their youngins in my front porch on my artwork. And it's like a circus every afternoon in my at feeding time. I'm getting ready to ask you to call the goose to come up and run the zoo.
What do you mean when you say giant squirrel? Is that what I heard?
No. No, but I do have some big ones. I've got 2 short-tailed squirrels that haven't been bit off. And I have 2 squirrels now that have a raccoon stripe tail.
Oh, really?
And
there's 6 that come down and feed every afternoon. I've been feeding them saltine crackers for 13 years. So. And also, I give all of them water. I have 2 big buckets of water. If you guys give some water to the birds and the squirrels, because we're in the dog days, and everybody comes down and drinks.
Yeah.
Without fighting. That's amazing, like at a water hole in Africa. Everybody let each other drink. So there is some civility in the world. Maybe not in our world, but in theirs it is. So you guys have a great weekend. Good to talk to you, and we'll see you later.
Take care, brother.
Thank you, sir. TikTok star teen on first date when they were shot in the head during a movie screening.
So sad.
The hell's going on here, man? Yeah, but let's lock everybody down for our mental health.
Yeah.
A California teen blasted to death during a screening of the violent crime movie The Forever Purge was on a first date with a young TikTok star who now may be brain dead, her grieving father has revealed. This is just...
Wow,
and
she was beautiful.
These stories are becoming not the exception, but the rule.
Becoming the norm. It's ridiculous.
Every day. Just unreal.
So sad.
I think the weirdest story of the week, cops in Arkansas looking for a man who harassed women at a store offering foot massages. Now, we did have a serial foot massager in South Florida years ago.
Yeah.
But he had hands. This guy has no arms.
So what's he playing?
His name is Brian Reams. He's 32 years old. I imagine they're going to probably test him before they take any serious. Here's Rodney. Rodney, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? I have a request.
Yes.
It's an old one. It's about the guy calling the telemarketer, calling the guy, and he runs a trick on the telemarketer. I forget the name of it.
Do what?
Tom Mabes.
Oh,
telemarketer.
Tom Mabes.
Okay,
yeah.
Tom Mabes. So, got it.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll pop that on the air for you in just a couple of minutes.
Thanks, Rodney.
Right after this very brief break.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or Dan Black Studios. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry on Vaughan Road in the Peppertree Shops. And any of those heirloom pieces that are out of date or old history and things like that, come in and let us re-bling it for you. Yes, our re-blinging program. You got it. We can remake those pieces into something new and bling out the door. Well, you could trade them in for something new and be blung out that way. Or come in and just walk away with a check. So either way, we're going to bling you. So come in and get re-bling with those old pieces you don't use anymore.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
All right, we're going to reintroduce this guy, Tom Mabe, who made himself an internet star by having fun with telemarketers. And this was the very first one that we ever played. We have a few.
Hello? Hi, sir. This is Tom Mabe down the front desk. I'm sorry to bother you so late. Our computer crashed. Was your wake-up call for 8 or 8:30?
Oh, it was
8
o'clock.
Okay, sir. Sorry to bother you. Thanks a bunch.
It's okay.
All right, that's not the one I wanted. This is the one I wanted.
Hello? Yes, can I speak with Tom Mabe?
Who's calling?
So this is Mike with... You've been selected to receive a complete digital satellite system for free. With this, you're going to...
Let me ask you something. Did you know Tom Mabe? Were you a friend of his?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling to...
Hold on. Hold on 1 second, all right? Hey, guys, get really good pictures of the body. Yeah, and dust everything down for print. Mike, you there? Let me bring you up to speed. You've actually called a murder scene. Now, Mr. Mabe is no longer with us. I'm Officer Clark. I'm conducting a homicide investigation. I want to ask you a series of questions. First of all, what was the nature of the business you had with Tom Mabe?
I had no business with him. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, hey, hold on. Look, I want to ask you to stay on the phone. This call's already been traced, and we may need you to come in for further questioning.
You don't understand. I'm just calling.
No, look, you don't understand. Unless you want to be charged with obstruction of justice, it's imperative you keep your ass on the phone, Mike.
Well, I'd like to just talk with my supervisor then.
No, look, we'll get your supervisor in a second here. First of all, give me your whereabouts.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
Yes.
You being a...
No, sir.
Let me put it to you this way, Mike. Say I wanted to mail your ass a letter. What would I have to write on the outside of the envelope to assure the mailman would deliver it right to your ass? Geographically speaking, Mike, where is work?
40 West Wilton, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Now, hold on. That's 40. Yes, sir.
Mike, hold on one second, all right?
Yes, sir.
We're going to bail out of it there.
Yeah.
That was good.
Good idea.
Yeah. Thank you. And now this.
Tear out the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
I just received a press release from the city of Montgomery.
Yes?
Masks required in all city facilities. Masks now required in all city of Montgomery facilities.
So, in other words, anything that Stephen Reed's got can put his hand on.
Courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you how I feel like this is going to go? Because they did it, people did it, you know, and then they let us get, now we're not doing it anymore, and nobody really cares. And I don't think people are going to do it. You know, I think some people will. But I don't think, you know what I'm saying? I think it's not going to be like it was before.
I go back, take a look at that graph I just posted on my page, which asks all the questions.
Right.
If all of this stuff worked, why are we doing this now? I would assume that would mean if you're going to a biscuit game, you got to wear a mask.
Ooh, great. That's going to hurt somebody.
That's going to hurt attendance is what that's going to hurt.
Man.
110.
However, this note from Griffith Waller is very unspecific above and beyond the term all municipal facilities.
What's parks?
So we're going to go back to this bullcrap again. Probably because when I came on the air today, I said, please don't. And, you know, whatever I say, the mayor's going to do the opposite.
What's a municipal facility?
Parks, buildings.
Parks?
It's a municipal facility. Biscuit Stadium, anything that's controlled by the city.
Really? I figured it'd just be like police station, fire station, stuff like that. No?
And this is in accordance with the latest data and recommendations from the Center for Disease Control, a politicized group of a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
Bureaucrats who wouldn't know their ass if they had it in both hands. This is ridiculous. This is obscene. This is a giant step backwards. This is a sad, sad moment in the history of this city.
Bastards. In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on Macklemore Road. This is going to be near the railroad tracks, and it's really causing a problem. Also, we have an accident just occurred on the Eastern Boulevard. That's going to be near Vaughn. Drive carefully this afternoon. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at the AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
David Little from Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery is with us this year, is flying by.
Hey, man, Bubba, and it is getting warm out there today. I mean, it's going to be in the 90s. Perfect time, as we always say, for the beach, the lake. You see it all over.